So there are certain things that are just that just don't make sense. Like, it's just overkill. You know what I mean? Like, so I woke up this morning and I was checking for my... I haven't done a podcast in a while, so I thought, let me check for my podcast. But then I sent an email yesterday about how... So the app is called Anchor. I've mentioned it before that I do my apps on, my podcast on. But I got an email yesterday about it. And I thought... Got it. They never sent me emails. So when I got the email, I thought, why are they sending me an email? I didn't read the email. So today I go to my phone and I just type Anchor. And the apps disappeared. And I'm thinking, hang on a sec. So I go to the app store and type in Anchor. Scroll down. And it says, Anchor is now called Spotify for podcasters. And I'm like, overkill. Fucking overkill. Certain things you don't need, even if you buy. So first of all, I find that when the big players buy out the small players in any industry, it always just kills the small players or whatever uniqueness they had. So Anchor was very unique at the time because as a podcaster, you couldn't podcast directly onto Apple Podcasts. And so Anchor was supposed to be like a syndicated service where you could just do your podcast and it was syndicated across other podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. So, I mean, and it was working just fine. I mean, they had updated it recently and they're putting new features and they cleaned up the UI. So it was all going very well. We were all having a great time. I haven't podcasted in a while just because I've been doing schoolwork and everything, not because of the app itself. It's been a great app and it's been on for years. And then I wake up today and it's not there. And I feel kind of, I kind of feel bad. I mean, on the one hand, I hope that Spotify paid them a lot of money. But on the other hand, even if you did, why ruin something that was perfectly working? Just because you want to stamp your ownership all over it. So now we all have to talk about Spotify. Spotify on the good days isn't like the best. I mean, the platform isn't bad. But I mean, there are access issues. And I'm not even sure if they're going to retain the syndicated service, right? So because they're in direct competition with like Apple and iTunes, etc. Question is, will Spotify allow the, like Anchor used to do, will Spotify allow us to syndicate on Apple Podcasts, for instance, or do we have to go to Apple Podcasts in a different way? You know what I mean? Anyway, this is just me ranting. So whenever I feel like, just leave things alone, right? But I mean, on one hand, it's a good thing, it's innovation. On the other hand, it's innovation and it's making sure that Anchor, for instance, can stay alive, right? Because many of these small players run out of money or, you know, just become relevant after a while because the big players continue to expand. So sometimes it keeps them alive to be bought over by the big players. But on the other hand, it just makes me feel old, right? You know how your parents feel with new technology. I just feel like I have to learn something all over again. And then always remind myself that it's no longer called Anchor after like how many years of using it. Anyway, that's my rant for today. How are you guys doing? How's it going? Yes, yes, yes. APC, APC. We're done. I mean, I'm done with the election conversation. I think we're slowly calming down and accepting the reality. But it doesn't change the fact that, you know, things are terrible. And we still have a right to insult people who've put us in this situation. And that's what we're going to continue to do. Nothing's changed in that regard. All right, have a great day, y'all. Just wanted to rant. Cheers.